This is Twit.
This is the HP NVX2. This is the first ARM-based Windows machine. And I have to say, it seems absolutely indistinguishable from any other. I mean, I haven't done anything really hardcore, but it's got Windows Hello, pops right up. It's got a nice screen. There is a fairly large bezel, which is a little disappointing, as you can see. But that's for housing the Hello camera, Windows Hello camera, and it does have that. So that means it needs a camera, but also a kind of little Z sensor on it. These are a little bit big, but you know, it is a tablet, remember? And so the idea, I think, of that you have to have some place to hold it is sensible. It's very light. This is really thin and light. It's 1.5 pounds, 3.2 aspect ratio. It's comes with, for $1,000, the keyboard, backlit, as you can see, and the pen. I haven't really tried that. Actually, you should see. That's one way to see if it's sluggish, right? Let's see if how the pen. It's a 10-point multi-touch screen, of course. What do we have? Do we have paint on here or something? Let's get a paintbrush, and there you go. Yeah, you see, that's a little slow, but not, I don't think, badly so. But an artist is not, there's definitely latency on that. And I wish I could do this, but I can't. Probably one of these buttons does that. Oh no, that's a grab button. Yeah, that's the erase button. Yeah, I don't know. Could you tell that? Let me do a new one. This works all right. That doesn't feel sluggish. Yeah, you know, okay, so there's don't buy it if you're an artist that's sensitive to all of that. But it doesn't feel, oh yeah, you see, I'm going to switch right away to Windows 10. Right now it's Windows 10S, but I want to install, there's some programs I want to install that I use all the time, like Dr. Racket and Chrome. So I want to install those. It's got a pen loop, which is nice. I think this is going to be, OneNote. It'll be good for OneNote, right? I think this is going to be totally usable. Any requests? God, there's a lot of crapware on it. Disney Magic Kingdoms, Candy Crush Soda Saga, Bubble Witch 3 Saga. I'll be removing all that stuff. It also comes, interestingly, with Netflix and Amazon in the toolbar down there. I didn't put that there. That's kind of a negative. Phototastic Collage. This must be HP stuff, right? Or is it Microsoft stuff? I'm figuring this is HP. Larding it up with crapola. March of Empires, War of Lords. That's Microsoft. News. What is it? Oh, this is Microsoft's MSN News. God, MSN's still a brand. It's got Dolby Atmos, which is hysterical. So does the Samsung Galaxy S9, which is absurd. I mean, Dolby's just obviously selling the trademark to, you know. I'll uninstall all the junk stuff. Here's OneNote. It doesn't feel sluggish at all to me. I mean, it feels completely speedy. You can't run Thunderbird in S. S only allows you to run stuff that you can get in the store. So, That's not in the store. I have to get used to Windows touching and dragging. Yeah, you know, there were, ARM had some Meltdown Inspector issues, but I don't know. It feels completely, let's launch the browser and get a bunch of tabs open. How about that? That's probably the right thing to do. You see, the Edge runs perfectly quickly. What else? Launch a bunch of stuff. Oh, let's go to YouTube. Run a video in the background. The keyboard's all right, but I have to say one issue with the keyboard is it's you're supposed to have it propped up like that, and that means when you type on it, it rattles a little bit. That's not ideal. Google recommends Chrome. Yeah, well, I got bad news for you, Google. I can't run Chrome on here. So we'll launch, let's put that in full screen, and then Alt-Tab over to this, doing it. See, it doesn't feel sluggish at all. Isn't that funny? Latest custom design cases. So yeah, I think this is going to be it's going to be exactly what I wanted, which is a very portable, lightweight machine. When you fold it up like this, with extreme battery life, that's pretty nice. Oh, open up. Yeah, we should do that. See the CPU, right? Yeah, good idea. Good thinking. Windows Hello happens very quickly. Actually, quicker than on the Surface Studio. What is it? Task? No, resource man. All right. CPU. Let me get some other things going here. Let's run a little Candy Crush Saga in the background. What do you think? Is this installed? Press WinG to open game bar. All right, let's look at the resource monitor. Yeah, I mean, it's up there. It's running. But, you wouldn't want a computer that didn't use all everything that's available. Oh, that's interesting. It is using all the RAM. It's only got 4 gigs of RAM. So, you saw that slowed it. This slowed it down a little bit, though. Well, maybe a little bit. Let's see. I always install LastPass, uBlock Origin. Can you install all of that? Because this is all going to be running in Edge, right? People also like. Are those the same thing? What is that? Huh. Wow, power outage at Samsung's fab destroys 3% of global flash NAND output. Holy cow. That's happened before. I like the fact that the pen has a clip. So you can put it in your pocket like that. I like that. That's a nice feature. I'm digging this. I may be very, very happy with this. You have a new extension. Turn it on, man. Turn it on. Oh, they have... I was comparing it to the Apple Pencil, which does not. So let's see in size. This is a lot heavier. Less bezel, which I have to say I like. But size-wise, it's very comparable, right? It's very close.
About twice as thick?
30%. This is funny. This has a little bit bigger, but it's because of the big bezels, not the bigger screen. It is 3.2. I have to say the Windows Hello on this is instant, which is nice. I was a little worried about that. This keyboard's pretty much the same. I would say very similar. What I don't like, though, is these keyboards that, and this, you're supposed to do that, this with that one, with the tilt up, and then this thing,
it wobbles a little bit,
which I don't like.
But then you get the angle, though.
Yeah, it's a more comfortable typing experience. And as long as you don't bang on it, it's actually pretty typable. Mary Jo wanted to know if it was lappable. Let me see if I can lap it. Yeah, I mean, you don't ever want to lap a two-in-one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's relatively lappable.
Does the kickstand
go? Yeah. It can go any angle, which is really nice. Well, actually, yeah, almost any angle. I mean, that's the limit that direction. I think, actually, the form factor is quite nice. It's lappable, sort of.
About the same as this is.
Yeah. It's comparable. I would say it's definitely a direct competitor to that. The Surface. And, you know, the CPU's calmed down a lot. You know, it used it when it needed it. I don't know if this is a, you know, useful test. This is good. It's weird that when that comes up, I don't have as much room in the bar. Bezel below is hidden. All right, it's fully charged, so I'm going to start the clock and see how long it goes. Type C, which, frankly, if there's one thing that drives me crazy with Microsoft's Surface, is that it uses that weird connector. I love it. I have Type C everywhere. I think that's pretty nice.